This is the Sakar Merli of the 21st of April 2025. Essence, sweet children, the Father has come to give you a current. When you become soul conscious and connect your intellects in yoga with the One Father, you will continue to receive this current. Question. What is the most devilish nature that you children shouldn't have? Answer. The most devilish nature is that of spreading peacelessness. People get distressed by those who spread peacelessness. Wherever people with such natures go, they spread peacelessness. This is why everyone prays to God for the blessing of peace. Song. This is the story of the flame and the storms. Om Shanti. You sweetest, long lost and now found children heard that line in the song. That song belongs to the path of devotion, but it has been transferred to this knowledge. No one else would be able to transfer it. Each of you also knows, number-wise, according to the efforts you make, what the flame is and what the storms are. You children know that the lights of souls have been extinguished. The Father has now come to reignite your lamps. When someone dies, people light a lamp. They look after it very carefully, because they believe that if it goes out, that soul will have to travel in darkness. This is why they light a lamp. Such things do not exist in the Golden Age. There, they would be in light anyway. There is no question of hunger there. They receive many things to eat there. Here, it is extremely dark. This world is so dirty. The lamps of all the souls have become dim. You lamps have become the dimmest. The Father comes especially for you. You lamps have become dim. Where can you receive a current from? You children know that the current can only be received from the Father. When you receive a powerful current, the lights of many will become powerful. Therefore, you now have to take the current from the great machine. Just look how so many people live in a city like Bombay. Therefore, so much current is needed. There definitely has to be a large generator. However, here it is a matter of the unlimited. All the lamps of the souls of the whole world have become dim. A current has to be given to them. The Father explains, the main thing to do is to connect your intellects in yoga with the Father. Become soul conscious. He is such a great Father. The Supreme Father, who purifies all the impure human beings of the world, has come to ignite everyone's lamp. He ignites the lamps of all the human beings of the world. No one knows who the Father is or how he ignites everyone's lamp. People say that he is the form of light, but then they say he is omnipresent. Because everyone's light is extinguished, they call out to the form of light. People have visions of the eternal light. They show how Arjuna said that he was unable to tolerate so much light, that there was such a powerful current. You children now understand these things. You have to explain to everyone that they are all souls. Souls come down here from up above. At first, souls are pure. They have a current, power, and are Satabritan. In the Golden Age, souls are pure, and they then have to become impure. When they become impure, they call out to God the Father, "Come and liberate us. Liberate us from sorrow." Being liberated is a separate thing from being purified. They must definitely have been made impure by someone, which is why they say, "Baba, come and liberate us and purify us. Take us away from here to the land of peace. Give us the blessing of peace." The Father has explained that no one can stay in peace here. Only in the land of peace is there peace. In the Golden Age there is one religion and one kingdom. Therefore there is peace there. There is no chaos there. Here people are distressed because of peacelessness. Even in the same family there is so much fighting. If there's a fight between husband and wife, the mother, father, children, brothers and sisters all become distressed. Because of peacelessness, human beings have devilish natures. They spread peacelessness wherever they go. You now know that the Golden Age is the land of happiness. In that land, there are both happiness and peace, whereas in the Supreme Abode, there is only peace. That place is called the Sweet Silent Home. Just explain to those who want to go to the land of liberation. Since you want liberation, remember the One Father. After liberation, there is definitely liberation in life. First, you have to live in freedom, and you then live your lives in bondage. It is half and half. You definitely have to pass through the stages of Satapratthana, Sato, Rajo and Tamo. What happiness and sorrow would they experience, those who only come at the end and just take one or two births? You experience total happiness. You know for how many births you are in happiness, and for how many births you are in sorrow. You know that those of other religions cannot enter the new world. Their parts are later on. Although it is just a new land, it is as though it is a new world for them. Just as the land of Buddhists and the land of Christians are new. They too have to pass through their stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. The same thing is portrayed in the picture of the tree. Gradually it grows and expands. Those who emerge first still have to remain down here. You must have seen how new leaves emerge. Small green leaves emerge first, and then the flowers emerge. A new tree is at first very small. When a seed is sown, the new plant has to be looked after very carefully. Otherwise, it would decay. When you don't give them proper sustenance, they decay and die. The Father comes and changes humans into deities. They become deities number-wise. A kingdom is being established. Many fail. Children receive love from the Father according to their stage. Some children have to be shown external love. Some children write, "Baba, I have failed. I have become impure." Now who would bother with such children? They cannot climb into the Father's heart. Baba can only give this inheritance to pure souls. First of all, each of you is asked about your news, then your chart is examined. The love you receive is according to your stage. Someone may be given love superficially, but it would be understood that if he cannot do service, that one is a total buddhu. There is concern for him. On the path of ignorance, when someone's son is earning a good income, his father would greet him with a lot of love. However, if he is not earning a good income, his father wouldn't have as much love for him. It is the same here. You children have to serve others outside too. No matter what religion people belong to, you have to explain to them. The father is called the liberator. You have to give everyone the introduction of the liberator and tell them who the guide is. God, the Supreme Father, comes to liberate everyone. The Father says, "You have become so impure, there is no purity left. Now remember me." The Father is ever pure. Everyone else definitely changes from pure to impure. They continue to come down whilst taking rebirth. Everyone is now impure. This is why the Father advises you, "Children, remember me and you will become pure. Death is standing in front of you. It is now the end of the old world. Some people have so much pomp of Maya that they believe this to be heaven. All the aeroplanes, electricity, etc. that you see are the pomp of Maya. All of it will be destroyed, and then heaven will be established. Electricity, etc. exist in the Golden Age too. How do all these things go to heaven? Those who have all of these skills are definitely needed. Many good skilled workers will come. They won't become part of the royal family, but they will at least be among the subjects. Very good engineers who have learnt these skills very well will come. All of this fashion continues to come from the foreign lands. Therefore, you have to give those abroad Shiv Baba's introduction. Tell them, remember the Father. You also have to make a great deal of effort to stay in yoga. It is only in this that the many storms of Maya come." The Father simply says, "Constantly remember me alone." This is a good thing. Christ too is his creation. Only the Supreme Soul is the creator. Everyone else is part of creation. The inheritance is only received from the creator. Note down all of these good points. The Father's main task is to liberate everyone from sorrow. He opens the gates to the land of peace and the land of happiness. People call out to him, "O Liberator, liberate us from sorrow and take us to the land of peace and the land of happiness." When we are in our land of happiness, all other souls reside in the land of peace. Only the Father can open the gate to heaven. One gate that he opens is to the new world, and the other is to the land of silence. The Father gives this Srimat to all souls who have become impure. "Consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, and your sins will be cut away. Those who make this effort will claim a high status in their own religion. If you don't make effort, you claim a low status. Note down good points. They will be useful to you when you need them. Tell them, we will tell you about Shiv Baba's occupation. People then reply, who are you to tell us Godfather Shiva's occupation? Tell them, in the form of souls, we are all brothers. He then creates creation through Prajapita Brahma. Therefore, we become brothers and sisters. We will tell you the occupation of God the Father, the one called the Liberator and the Guide. It was definitely God the Father who told us this. Therefore, we can also tell you this. Son shows the Father. You also have to explain that souls are like very tiny stars. They cannot be seen with one's physical eyes. They can be seen with divine visions. Souls are just points of light. There is no benefit in seeing one. The Father too is just a point of light, but he is called the Supreme Soul. All souls look alike, but he is the supreme, the knowledgeful one, the blissful one, the liberator and the guide. He has to be praised a lot. The Father definitely has to come here. Only then can he take you back with him. He comes and gives you this knowledge. Only the Father tells you that souls are very tiny and that he himself is just as tiny. He definitely has to incarnate in a body in order to give you this knowledge. I come and sit beside this soul. I have power in me. Once I have taken organs, I become the master. I sit here and explain to you through these organs. This one is also called Adam. Adam is the first human being. There is the genealogical tree of human beings. He also becomes a mother as well as a father. Creation then takes place through him. He is the oldest one. He has been adopted. Otherwise, where could Brahma come from? Can anyone tell you the name of Brahma's father? Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are definitely the creation of someone. There is only the one creator. The father, the creator, has adopted this one. If small children were to sit here and explain all of these things, people would think, this knowledge is very great. It is the children who imbibe this knowledge very well, who remain very happy. They never yawn. Someone who doesn't understand anything continues to yawn. You should never yawn here. One never yawns at a time of earning an income. It is when there are no customers because business is slack that they continue to yawn. Here, some do not imbibe this knowledge. Some don't understand anything at all because of their body consciousness. They are unable to sit in soul consciousness. They continue to remember something or other of the world outside. They aren't even able to note down the points. Those with shrewd intellects will instantly note down the points. This point is very good. A teacher is able to see the behaviour of the students. A sensible teacher's eyes are everywhere. This is how he is able to give a certificate for that study. There is also a certificate for manners. There is also the register of present and absent. Some of you who are present here do not understand anything. There is no imbibing. Some say my intellect is dull and I'm unable to imbibe anything. What can Baba do about that? That is your karmic account. The Father inspires everyone to make the same effort. What can he do if that's not in your fortune? In a school too, some pass and some fail. This is an unlimited study which only the unlimited Father can teach. People of other religions don't understand the things mentioned in the Gita. You have to explain to them according to their nation, their country. First of all, give them the introduction of the Highest on High Father and how he is the liberator and the guide. The vices don't exist in heaven. At present, this is a devilish kingdom. This world is old. It wouldn't be called a golden-aged world. This world was new, but it has now become old. The children who are keen to do service should note down the points. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. There is a lot of income to be earned through this study. Therefore, you must earn that income with a lot of happiness. Never yawn at the time of studying. Never let your intellects wander off in yoga elsewhere. Note down the points of this knowledge and continue to imbibe them. 2. Become pure and claim a right to receive love from the Father's heart. Become clever in doing service. Earn a good income and also inspire others to do the same. Blessing. May you become a karma yogi and finish all karmic bondages by remaining aware of your birth of dying alive. This divine birth of dying alive is not a life of karmic bondage. It is a karma yogi life. In this alokic divine life, Brahmin souls are independent, not dependent. Those bodies of yours are taken on loan, and the Father is filling all your old bodies with power and making them act to serve the whole world. This is the Father's responsibility, not yours. The Father has given you directions on how to act. You are free, and the one who is making everyone move is doing that. By having this special awareness, finish all karmic bondages and become a karma yogi. Slogan. The foundation of the closeness of time is an attitude of unlimited disinterest. Aviat signal. Remain constantly victorious with the awareness of the combined form. The more you stay in remembrance, the more you will experience that you are not alone, but that Babdada is constantly with you. No matter what problem comes in front of you, have the awareness that you are combined, and you will then not be afraid. With the awareness of your combined form, any difficult task will become easy. Give all your burdens to the Father and become light, and you will constantly experience yourself to be fortunate and continue to dance like an angel. Om Shanti.